Chapter 10. The Olympics and Terrorism. The Munich Olympics of 1972 were significant because of terrorism. Since the birth of Israel in 1948, many Arab countries looked for ways to destroy the new state. In 1967, a six-day war changed borders between Israel and Syria, Jordan, and Egypt. After that time, many people and groups wanted to get land back from Israel. At the 1972 Munich Olympics, Arab terrorists infiltrated the Olympic Village on the morning of the 5th of September. They killed two Israeli athletes immediately and took another nine as hostages. The terrorists asked the Israeli government to release 200 Arab prisoners in Israeli prisons in exchange for the athletes. The kidnappers planned to take their hostages to an airport in Munich and then to fly to Egypt. The German government gave helicopters to them, but special police units secretly followed the kidnappers, hoping to free the hostages. The kidnappers took the hostages to Munich's military airport at Fürstenfeldbruck and tried to take them onto an aeroplane. The special police units tried to rescue the hostages, but their plan failed. There was a shootout between the police and the terrorists. The German police shot and killed three terrorists. The other terrorists blew up the helicopters. Then the terrorists shot and killed the nine Israeli athletes and one policeman, and the police killed two more terrorists. Everybody at the Olympic Village was shocked by the murder of the 11 innocent athletes. The Olympic Committee held a memorial service at the stadium to honor the Israeli athletes. The Israeli ambassador asked the world to oppose the politics of killing, kidnapping, and terror. The Games must go on. What was the Olympic Committee going to do? Competitors and officials discussed whether the Games should continue or if they should cancel them. Many athletes wanted to stop the competitions as a way to honor the dead athletes. But Israel and its allies believed that cancelling the Games gave a message to terrorists that their violence could succeed in controlling world events. The Israeli government insisted that the Olympics continue. IOC President Avery Brundage agreed. "The Games must go on," he said. Competitions continued after the memorial service, but the remaining members of the Israeli team withdrew from the Games and left Munich. For the rest of the Games that year, the Olympic flag flew at half-mast to show respect for the murdered Israeli athletes. Today, there is a memorial outside the Olympic Stadium in Munich. There is also a memorial outside the front door of the athletes' lodgings in the Olympic Village.